listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferrick. Coming up, the sting of the Brewers' Game 7 loss to the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series has probably worn off a little bit. Coming up, we'll let you weigh in with your favorite moments of the season and your hopes for next year. First, between now and the November 6th general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for statewide offices and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time or The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of these interviews on wisconsinvote.org. Today, we talked to Sarah Godlewski, a Democrat running to be Wisconsin's state treasurer. She's the co-founder of the venture capital firm Massa Partners. Sarah Godlewski, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk about the existence of the Office of Treasurer. In past elections, we've talked to candidates who wanted to eliminate the office. Yeah. There was this campaign to end it. Voters rejected a constitutional amendment. You were working to keep it. Talk about why you want there to be a state treasurer of Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's exactly how I got involved in the state treasurer's race, is that being in business and finance, Rob, my entire career, I was completely appalled that we were going to get rid of our financial office, our independently elected financial office. That's like, you know, in my world, firing your chief financial officer and firing your auditor and giving those responsibilities to a CEO. We would never do that in business. So why do we think that would be good government? And was part of the leaders for that bipartisan fiscal watchdog group. And in traveling the state, talking about what the state treasurer should or could be doing, it just became clear that this office has been neglected for well over a decade. And that's why I decided to throw in my hat and run for it, because I really know it can make a difference for Wisconsin.
Not just neglected, but specific tasks of the state treasurer have been separated from that office and put elsewhere. What do you see as the role of the state treasurer, given the limited tasks at hand?
Yeah, there are three things I believe this office should be doing for Wisconsinites. The first is that this office should be a fiscal watchdog. I mean, currently in our government, the governor and the legislature, they tax you. They then tell you how they're going to spend your money, and then they spend your money and they account for it. This is like a violation in internal controls and finance 101. I mean, it's kind of like the fox watching the hen house kind of thing. And so what this office should be doing, because it has nothing to do with the budget process, it has nothing to do with taxation, is it should come in and say, did your tax dollars, were they spent the way that they said they would be? And currently that's not happening. The second thing that this office should be doing is it should be your financial advocate. Do you remember that when Wells Fargo kicked people off of their loans and raised their interest rates? So state treasurers around the country were saying, you can't do that to our people. And so they literally fined them, they canceled financial agreements. And in Wisconsin, when that happened, we did nothing. And then the third thing that this office should be doing is it should be investing in Wisconsin's future. So the state treasurer is the financial trustee to four trust funds worth over $1.2 billion. And that money goes to public schools. So last year alone, it provided $35 million to all public schools, specifically for books and technology, which I think are pretty darn important things that our kids need. And so what this office helps to do is figure out, well, how should that be invested? And so one of the things that we've been talking about is like win-win investment strategies. So we can use, for example, part of that fund to refinance student loan debt. Student loan debt was up to 14.75% in interest rates last year. So how can young people, like, you know, keep ahead if they can't even keep up, kind of thing?
With that second point you mentioned, financial protection and enforcement,
yeah,
would the legislature have to do something to put that in the purview of the state treasurer?
So my belief is that this is an independently elected office and they need to use the bully pulpit appropriately. And so I think advocating financially is exactly what this office should be doing. So bringing this awareness to whether it's the legislature. I mean, another thing under financial advocacy is that the aging agency in the state of Wisconsin, the number two reason they get a call is for financial exploitation of our seniors. I mean, this is a place that which could, you know, be a one-stop shop to advocate for seniors so they're not victims of financial abuse again and again, which is what's happening.
Talking to Sarah Godlewski, Democrat running to be Wisconsin's state treasurer. We've talked about why have the office, what it should do. How about why you?
Yeah. So it was never my dream, Rob, to run for state treasurer. I wasn't somebody drawing like safety deposit boxes or, you know, making dollar signs when I was a kid. But as a proud product of Wisconsin public schools, you know, when you see something that's wrong, you got to stand up and say something. And so I've been doing business and finance my entire career. I actually started my career doing micro lending in rural parts of the country. And then from there, I actually started working for Fortune 100 companies and large federal agencies. Most notably, I worked for the Undersecretary of Defense, and we looked at kind of how to do things more efficient and effective and cut through red tape and actually save taxpayers tens of billions of dollars when I was there. I then became the director of strategy and performance for one of the largest growing municipalities, so at that local level, and helped to create a performance-based budgeting process. And today, I am the co-founder of a socially responsible investment firm. We invest in early-stage socially responsible businesses. So whether it's accounting or investing, I mean, I've been doing business and finance, exactly what this role should be doing, my entire career. And as a fifth-generation Wisconsinite, I would now want to do it for my state.
And you've said elsewhere, I think that you think the role, the state treasurer, could have an environmental component. What would that be?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the state treasurer helps to oversee almost 80,000 acres of public land. This land is what's responsible for timber management, and about a lot of the revenue actually from timber management goes to the Common School Fund. And so there is kind of an environmental aspect. It's helping to oversee those 80,000 acres and ensure sustainable timber management and financial returns on that. And so that's kind of a unique aspect that a lot of people just aren't aware of.
And you could be, there's a lot of ways an election could come out. It could be that you're a Democrat in the office of state treasurer working with a Republican governor or Republican chambers in the legislature. Do you think you could be an effective partner even if your party isn't controlling any of the other branches of government?
Absolutely. I mean, my motto throughout this campaign has been money's not red or blue, it's green. And so we need to make sure this office works for all Wisconsinites. I mean, I started even getting involved by leading a bipartisan coalition with the former Republican state treasurer, Jack Voight, and I traveled the state talking about this. When I was at the Pentagon, I worked across the aisle all the time to get things done. So working across the aisle is something that I've been doing my entire career. And I think it's a really important job to ensure that we serve all Wisconsinites in that way.
And in the 3 points you mentioned earlier, a lot of that, as you said, could be done looking at the office as a bully pulpit.
Yep.
Are there specific tasks, responsibilities that you would like to see legally returned or added to the office of the state treasurer?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I guess there would be a couple of things. One is the state treasurer used to lead the EdVest program, which is a 529 savings account. And when Jack Voight actually took that program over, he helped make it a really effective program. And I think that's something that this office could do. It used to have a seat on the pension board. It used to manage unclaimed property. So I think that these are all things that would be helpful for it to continue to be a successful office, but aren't critical. Right, Rob? I mean, I think it goes back to this vision about what the state treasurer should do as being a fiscal watchdog, to being a financial advocate, to investing wisely, are things that this can start on day one and doesn't need to wait for some sort of legislation to move forward.
As we wrap up, there are a lot of high-profile races going on, races for governor, U.S. Senate, the legislature. Treasurer might not be top of mind for a lot of people. What would you say to voters as to why they should vote for you, but why they should be concerned about who the state treasurer is?
They should be concerned because we're seeing firsthand what happens when we don't have an effective state treasurer. I mean, a couple weeks ago, we were reading in the paper how $47 million were missing from the Department of Transportation budget. These were areas like Eau Claire and Green Bay and Dane County where you're needing to improve our roads, which is a big topic in this election season. And when we ask, no one knows where that money went. This is exactly why we're seeing that you need to elect an independent person who can come in and say, where did that tax money go and why?
Sarah Godlewski, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Sarah Godlewski, Democratic candidate for Wisconsin State Treasurer. Travis Hartwig, a Republican candidate in that race, is scheduled to join us at this time tomorrow. Between now and the November 6th general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for statewide offices and congressional seats to join us for interviews here on Central Time and on The Morning Show. You can find all these interviews and learn more about the candidates and races at wisconsinvote.org. Coming up, the Brewers' fantastic season came to an end on Saturday. We want to hear from you about that magical ride. How do you feel about the team's success this year? Did you go to any of the playoff games? And what are your hopes for next year? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network.